Welcome, my love. This is your Get Paid to Exist activation, and I know that you're not here by accident. You're here because you're tired of playing small, tired of chasing money, and tired of wondering when it will be your time, because you know that you're meant for more. You know that you deserve to be seen and heard and get paid to be who you are. And the most important thing to understand, and something that I want you to know right now, is that there is nothing wrong with you. You don't need fixing, you don't need changing, you don't need upgrading. What you need is to tap back into your own unique energies and stop copying somebody else's path. And this is what this guide is going to do for you. You're going to tap into your unique magic and understand how to get paid to exist. I can't wait for all of the amazing things that you are going to understand, that are going to get activated for you, and that are going to change your life. So let's dive into the magic. So the placements that we're going to dive into today are the Moon, Venus, and Lilith. And these are one of the most powerful placements in your chart. There's a lot of misconception around their power, especially in pop astrology. A lot of times it isn't even known how powerful the Moon are, how powerful your Venus is, and how life-changing your Lilith can be for you. So today we're going to make sure that you understand it and that you know how to use these placements in your chart. Just so you know, I've always been someone who loves talking about money. I remember when I was in school, I was around maybe 7 or 8, and we were asked what our dream job is. I said, I want to be a millionaire. Like, I did not dream of labor, literally. I didn't want to stick to one path. Like, that was never for me. I was never someone who's like, this is my dream job, and it never changed. No, my thing was, like, I know I want to make great money. I want to change something in the world. I want to have the opportunities to support people that I love. I want to be there for others and make good use of money. Like, I want to have the resources to change something in the world. And that was never tied to a specific job for me. It was always just wanting to be a millionaire. And I have always been somebody who's very good at manifesting money and opportunities. And I think it is because, and I believe it is because, I grew up in a very spiritual household. My mom has been an astrologer even before I was born, and she has always helped me understand my own energies, understand the world's energies, and how to move through the world. And there has been one very significant belief for me that she instilled in me, which I want to share with you before we dive into this, which was always, whatever you want, you will get. You don't know the timing, but you will get it. And that was something that she deeply instilled in me. She was a single mom, and she always made sure that I got what I wanted. Like, she was never the type of parent who was like, why do you need the most fancy laptop? Why do you need the prettiest clothes? Like, she was always, no, if you want it, you will get it. And I never knew the kind of money that she made or didn't make, but she was always somebody who was like, I will get it for you, and I will make sure that you get what you want. And I'm deeply, deeply grateful for that, because it really gave me this confidence and this inner knowing that I will get what I want. It might not be today, but it could be tomorrow, or it could be in 5 minutes. And the thing that I think is very interesting also is, when I grew up with that belief and always seeing how my mom made sure that I got what I wanted, she was always someone, even when I wanted to do my exchange to the US, and she was like, you were gonna get it. And at some point it looked like I wasn't gonna get the spot and I couldn't make it, and I wasn't going to be part of that exchange to go to the US. She was like, I know you will get it. I saw it in your chart. Like, there's no way that I'm wrong. I know, based on your chart, that this year you will go to the US. And like a week later, my teacher came up to me and she's like, you got it. You got the spot. You're going to fly to the US. You're going to live there for 2 weeks. You're going to have that exchange family. You're going to travel through New York for a week. Like, that was my dream. And she was always very supportive of that. But something that I later realized the older I got was that I felt really ashamed of that. And I think that's a big part of what it means to move through the world where you have a lot of abundance and blessings, there is this feeling that you don't deserve it, or this fear that you might come off as stuck up or spoiled, because a lot of people told me, like, you always get what you want. Like, how do you do that? Like, in a way, it always seems like things are working out for you. And for a while, I felt really bad because I started to realize, oh my God, not everyone lives this way. Not everyone gets what they want. Not everyone just has things that, like, has things working out for them. And for a while, I had this deep, deep seated guilt where I was like, I kind of rejected this magical ability. But I was always someone, even when I was like 10 years old, we were on a trip to Marrakesh and we needed money in the currency of the country, but we had friends there who were going to bring us money in that currency. So we're staying at this hotel and we're walking around and I was so thirsty. And I said to my mom, I'm like, we need money. Like, we need money right now. We need to drink something. What if we just walk across this grass patch and there will be money lying there? I just know it. Let's just walk across. And we walked across the grass patch and there was like 20 something. I don't know what the currency was at the time, or what the currency is, but it was like just a bill, like enough money to buy water easily. And it just appeared. And that was always the way that I lived. Like, even now, I will have people, when I go to coffee shops, people will gift me my drink, or I go to my favorite fruit store and they also have, like, they do fresh juices. And one day I was coming in, I was talking to the owner of the shop and we're just chatting and she's like, let me get you a juice, like, let me get you a free juice. And I've always had this ability. And this is something that I want to share with you now. I want to gift you my own belief system. And I want to gift you this energy so you know that you will always get what you want. And that you will get paid. That you will get gifted. That you will get things just because you're you. Just because you tapped into your unique energies. I had the privilege and the honor of learning this when I was young. I had a mom who fostered me leaning into my own energies. But now it's time that you get to experience this too, and I want to share it with you. So let's dive into the first placement, which is the moon. The moon is your emotional wealth. It is your emotional foundation. It is your safety. And it can also be the place where you reject money because it doesn't feel safe, because you don't know how to handle it, because you don't know how to make it grow, and also because you have learned sabotaging patterns and childhood patterns that keep you from letting money, love, and power stay with you. Because the moon is the gifts that we wanted to bring our mom at birth. But the thing is, she desperately needs those energies, but she also doesn't know how to handle them. So in most cases, your moon's energy was rejected by your mom because she didn't know what to do with it. And what happens is we feel rejected. We think there's something wrong with us. We start to doubt ourselves. We start to not be able to handle our own emotions. A lot of times our parents don't really teach us emotional regulation. And all of that is connected to the moon. This can also be connected to emotionally spending. So this is the place when your wound is wounded, you might feel abandoned by money in a way. Either you chase it, you cling to it, you overgive it. Like, once you get it, you immediately spend it. But this is something that always feels like it's slipping away. It's never safe with you. And that is something very important to learn. When you heal your moon, she is really your anchor. She is your foundation. And you don't just attract wealth. It's not about attraction with the moon. It's more about holding it, about making it feel safe, about multiplying it, about making sure that money has a place where it feels safe with you and where you feel safe with money, that you don't need to get rid of it immediately, or that you doubt yourself in connection to money. Just making it a safe like place where money wants to live and loves to live with you and be connected with you. So healing your moon is really about healing those childhood patterns that made you feel like you need to abandon yourself, like you need to abandon safety. And once you heal your moon and you own your unique moon's energies, you become a place where just money wants to be, where money is like, this is the person, she's the one, I want to stay with her. So understanding that, yes, whatever you experienced in childhood, the lack of emotional safety, the lack of being acknowledged for your gifts, for your uniqueness, for the magic that you bring, now it's time you own that and you give that to yourself. And this is the first step to your shameless wealth. Healing your moon's wounds is your secret to getting paid to exist. And I will walk you through that inside of the Shameless Wealth Bundle, which is a part where I go even deeper in the moon, Venus, and Lilith than even in this Get Paid to Exist guide. It's going to be an even deeper journey. So if this is something that you really want to get very, very deep on and actually rewire and heal, there's going to be an audio with affirmations as well in there. So make sure to check that out if you're like, I see myself in these moon wounds and it's time I heal them. Then the next step, we have Venus. And Venus, she is your magnetism. So where the moon is the place where money feels safe with you, Venus is the place where you seduce money, where you seduce life to give you more, where people see you and they just want to give to you. And when you ignore her, when you are not in your Venusian power, you try to hustle, you want to prove, you overcompensate, you work twice as hard for half the results. But when you embody your Venus, that is when money chases you, when opportunities appear, when people can't stop wanting to give to you. So Venus wants to show you you don't need to push. You need to embody her power. And Venus is all about owning your worth, knowing your values, knowing your boundaries, being shameless in what it is that you want and setting boundaries, saying, no, that's not what I want, or no, I'm not settling for that. That is Venus. And the moment you unlock her, you stop being invisible and you start being irresistible. That is her magic. So stop living Venus in her shadow and step into the light, step into her irresistible magnetism. Know that Venus isn't just about beauty and aesthetics, but Venus is about the way that you hold yourself and the worth that you see inside of you. And finally, we have Lilith. And Lilith is the part of your chart that you've been taught to be ashamed of. Lilith is the part of us that we abandon, that we suppress, because people in the past have told us that this part of us is too much. But the thing is, this is a part where people are also jealous of your clear standing, of your power. So they tell you that you're too emotional, that you're too much, that you're too powerful, that you're too sexual, that you're too ambitious. So they try to shame you for the thing that makes you powerful. They try to shame you for the things that make you unique and that make you different and that make you irresistible to wealth. They want you to feel shame so you are not powerful. So the secret is to take the part of yourself that they try to shame and turn it into part of your power and turn it into the part that holds your wealth. Because when you turn your shame into millions, when you take your shame and you become shameless, that is when you become something that people watch. When people are like, wow, who is she? Who are they? The way that she holds herself, the way that she goes after the things that she wants, the way that she says no when she means no. That is all your Lilith, because your Lilith isn't concerned with rules. She's not concerned with playing into whatever the world wants her to be. Lilith is the portal to your millions. I always say, like, turning your shame into millions. And when you embody and take the power of your Lilith back, that is when you transmute your shadows into your richest source of power. So understanding that Lilith is the part of you that might feel the most uncomfortable, that might feel like the part of you that isn't really part of you, because for so long you have suppressed her power, you have abandoned her because you wanted to fit into the group, you didn't want to be the one who is different. But if you want to live a life of wealth, if you want to live a life where you get paid to exist, then you need to embody your Lilith, and you need to be okay with people not liking you or seeing you as too much or seeing you as too emotional or just seeing you as something that they don't like because they're projecting their own insecurities onto you. That's the same thing where I said, like, I felt really bad and I felt in a way spoiled because I would always got what I wanted. Like, I made sure to put myself into the positions to work for the things that I want, but always in a way of, I know that I'm gonna get it. And sometimes I didn't even have a hand in things. Like when I wanted to do the exchange to the US, I wasn't able to change anything about it. Like there was no way for me to do anything to make it work. But I got support in that inner knowing that I deserve it and that I'm gonna get it and that it's mine. And I held that belief and I tapped into my own unique energies and I got it. And that is what I want you to know right now. You're not too much. You're exactly the way that you need to be. You can actually be even more. You can be even more and you can hold even more. And that is what your Lilith is about. Don't let them shame you. Don't let them shame you into smallness. Turn those shadows into your power. Now, this was just a taste, my love, a small activation for your moon, Venus, and Lilith. Inside of the written guide, you will find some more for your personal moon, Venus, and Lilith. But if you can already feel something shifting in your body right now, imagine what happens when you go deeper. That's exactly what I created the Shameless Wealth Bundle for. Inside, you will get the Magnetic Moon Guide plus the Rewiring Audio to heal your moon's wounds, and the Irresistible Venus Guide plus a Rewiring Audio to activate your magnetism, and the Lilith audio reading to reclaim your shame and turn it into raw wealth power. This is one of my favorite things ever. The Shameless Wealth Bundle is so powerful, and this is a system that I created because I know what it feels like to block yourself without even realizing it. I also know how life changes when you finally step into your Shameless Wealth era and own your unique energies. So if that's something that you want to experience too, the link is waiting. Get the Shameless Wealth Bundle now, and let's do this together.